93.5, 95.3.
Fridays at this time, it's political humorist Bill Melberg from Chicago today, not on a plane or headed to Maine or Philadelphia. He's home. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And greetings, ESPN radio listeners.
Bill, I know you've been busy traveling, speaking engagements across the country this month. Last Friday, you were on your way to Maine, and today you were going to Philadelphia. A storm, I think, messed you up, didn't it?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I was supposed to be heading to Philadelphia this morning, but that engagement has been postponed in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. There are still widespread power outages in the area, as well as a lot of other storm damage. So as of this morning, I won't be appearing in Philadelphia tonight. But we did have a great audience and a lot of fun at that event in Rockport, Maine, 1 week ago.
And in a week since that event, we have certainly had lots and lots of news.
Yes, we have, Stevie and Diane, and I thought it might be fun to start out this morning's program with something we've been doing actually on our, in our live performances lately, and that's another round of musical news.
Yes, that's a game where we play a short piece of music, and then we guess the name of the song and the news story that goes with it.
Exactly. And here's the first song. It's an easy one.
Let me hear all you true music lovers.
Hey.
A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever give back. Oh, it's rude. We'll do it for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. Forward, one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Hey! How about them Cubbies?
Well, that was obviously Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
That was obviously Harry. Don't take me out of the ball game.
Well,
what's the news story that goes with it?
The news story was a very boring sweep of the World Series by the San Francisco Giants over the Detroit Tigers on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I might add, it should have been the St. Louis Cardinals playing the Detroit Tigers in that series, but I guess there is always next year.
Yeah.
Or in the case of the Chicago Cubs, there's always the next century. In any case, here's the next song.
All right, listen to this.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he hit the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory.
All right, I know that. It's that is Boris Karloff singing the monster mash. The news story that goes with it was Halloween on Wednesday.
Absolutely correct, Stephen. And now, here's another song.
Yeah, that is Windy by the Association, and the obvious news story is Sandy, the hurricane that swept across the eastern seaboard earlier in the week.
Correct again. And here's one last song for this round of musical news.
Anything you could do, I could do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread.
Bill, is that anything you can do? I can do better from Annie. Get your gun.
Yes, it is.
All right. Oh. This news story is the neck-and-neck horse race between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney in next week's presidential election.
Correct, Diane.
Whoa, Diane. Well done. Well done. I wasn't sure where that was from. All right, here to give their final arguments for the candidates they support in that race are former presidents Bill Clinton.
Ah, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hello.
Gentlemen, 4 days left until Election Day. So give us your final pitch for Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. President Clinton, why don't you go first?
All right, Stevie and Diane. This is why I think Barack Obama should be elected to a second term. 4 years from now, my wife Hillary will be 69 years old. 8 years from now, my wife Hillary will be 73 years old. Some people think she looks 73 already. Because Barack, being Barack Obama's Secretary of State, has taken its toll on Hillary. Who do you think answers those phone calls at 3 o'clock in the morning when there's a crisis overseas? And who do you think handles all the other problems when Obama's on vacation or attending fundraisers or giving campaign speeches? It's Hillary, that's who. And that's why she's starting to show her age. So if Hillary's going to run for president again, she needs to do it 4 years from now, not 8 years from now, because there's only so much that facelifts can do. And chances are, if Romney wins, he'll do a great job, win re-election, and force Hillary to wait for 8 years. And by that time, she might really look old. So that's why I think the people should re-elect Barack Obama so that Hillary can be elected president 4 years from now, and so that I can become the first man to be first lady.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure how persuasive a pitch that was for Barack Obama, but we're short on time, so we'll need to turn to George W. Bush and hear his pitch for Mitt Romney, Mr. President.
Stevie and Diane, I'm going to let Mitt Romney speak for himself. Himself. I'm going to let him do his own talking in these closing days of the campaign, and he does that very well, I might add, talking about his experience as a businessman and as a governor and as the fellow who turned around the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City 10 years ago. But I'd rather talk about President Obama, because I've been listening to President Obama for the past 4 years, blaming all of his problems on his predecessor. That would be me. He keeps talking about the mess he inherited from the previous administration, which would be my administration. And I just have to wonder, if President Obama hasn't been able to fix the mess he inherited from me, how would he fix the mess he'd inherit from himself if he wins a second term? I mean, Barack Obama took a mess and turned it into a bigger mess. But he keeps saying the same things and making the same promises that he did 4 years ago. In fact, here's some clips of President Obama saying the same things in 2008 and in 2012, followed by a great message from President Reagan. Let's take a listen.
These are the steps that we must take.
There are plenty of steps we can take
right now.
Right now.
To start getting our economy back on track.
To help create jobs and grow this economy.
If we are going to deal with our dependence on foreign oil,
if we're going to end our dependence on foreign oil,
we'll recruit an army of new teachers.
I want to recruit an army of new teachers.
Make college affordable.
Make college more affordable.
Solar and wind and biodiesel.
Solar and wind and biodiesel.
And repair our crumbling roads and bridges.
We've got crumbling roads and bridges.
In a time when so many people are struggling to keep up.
A moment when so many people are still struggling.
Finally meet the challenges that we face as a nation.
As we look ahead to the challenges we face as a nation,
this is our time to put our people back to work.
To put more people back to work.
Tonight, more Americans are out of work.
We still got friends out there, family, who are looking for work.
More of you have lost your homes.
All across America, there are homes that are still underwater.
We all know America's going through tough times right now.
We've gone through some tough times.
We will rise or fall.
We rise and fall.
As one nation.
As one nation.
As one people.
As one people.
It's time to realize that we are in this together,
because I believe we're all in it together.
That America is a place where you can make it if you try.
A place where you can make it if you try.
Because I believe in you.
Because I believe in you.
Your hopes.
Your hopes.
Your dreams.
Your dreams.
Knock on some doors for me.
Knock on doors with me.
And make some calls for me.
And make phone calls with me.
If you are willing to work with me.
If you're willing to work even harder in this election.
Then I promise you.
Then I promise you. I promise you change will come.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was?
Wow. Quite a comparison. That's all the time we have for this segment, gentlemen. But when we come back, Bill Melberg will have a very timely public service announcement for us that you do not want to miss. So stay tuned. ESPN Radio, 93.5, 95.3.
Remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time.
Well, we're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, I understand you have a very timely public service announcement for us this morning.
That's right, Stevie and Diane. The song that you're now hearing is called The Syncopated Clock. And that song reminds us that it's that time of year again, the time when we change our clocks and watches and recording devices. And being the fall season, we fall forward, which means we push our clocks forward 1 hour starting at 2 a.m. on Sunday. And it's very easy to remember how we change the clocks this year, because all we have to do is think of President Obama's campaign theme, forward. Of course, we lose an hour's sleep, but we gain an extra hour of sunlight. And with winter just around the corner, it'll be very nice to have that extra daylight in the afternoon.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Yeah. You do this to us every year, Bill. You get us all mixed up, because we don't set our clocks forward.
Right.
We turn them back. We fall backward
right.
In the fall.
No, Stevie. Fall forward, spring back.
No, that's backwards. It's fall back,
fall
spring
back.
Ahead. We set our clocks ahead 1 hour. I mean back 1 hour.
Wow.
But Stevie, that means if your clock says 2 a.m. at 2 a.m. on Sunday, you'd set it to 1 a.m.
That's right. You fall back. And we get an extra hour of sleep, lose an hour of daylight in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the time is on Sunday, don't forget to vote on Tuesday. And remember what we say here in Chicago, vote early and vote often. And one other thing.
Yeah.
What do the Illini fans and Mitt Romney have in common?
What do the Illini fans and Mittens have in common?
Both looking for a win in Ohio.
All right.
There you go.
Go Illini.
Yeah, right. You know what hurts me? Bill, the News Gazette, front page sports section. They put a black and white picture, a big one, of Gary Moeller. Why would you do that to me? Why would you do that to me?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't need that picture. Why would you drag that thing out? Right out loud. Anyway, we're hoping the Illini do well tomorrow. It's tough. Nobody expects a whole bunch. But we'll just wait and see. Never know. Never know. And I do think Ohio State will be yawning when they stretch. I really don't think they've given us any. I don't know. Every game we play, I think we can win. That's just me. That's just my deal. I got to deal with it.
One thing about one big difference between the football game and the election.
Yep.
No matter how the football game turns out, I don't think there'll be a recount.
I don't know. I mean, you've been out and about. What's your sense, Bill? I mean, what are people thinking out there?
Well, I 2 years ago, was a landslide for the Republicans, but that was not really predicted in the polls just before the election.
Mm.
I'm not predicting a landslide, but boy, people, an awful lot of people all across the country have really felt the pinch of this economy the last 4 years. And as Clint Eastwood said, when a guy's not getting a job done.
Well, listen, we'll check in with you again next week. We'll see what happens on Tuesday. But, Bill, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Oskiwawa,
alumni of the University of Illinois, Bill Melberg. And eveningwiththepresidents.com. All right, Diane, we'll talk tomorrow Monday.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much. It's Diane Ducey. I'll be at Dancing with the Stars with Diane tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Refinery for Boys and Girls Club tomorrow night for Spelling Bee at the Champaign Country Club for the CU Schools Foundation. Back with you on Monday morning. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.